You want to truly learn. You want to truly figure out the riddle of who you are. So when you're born, there's something unique about it. There's something unusual about you in your genetics, in the family that brought you up, where you're from, the culture that you are, your early experiences. There's something different about you, something unique and unusual. I want you to think that you were destined to create something important and contribute to society. And in your college years, you're trying to figure that out. It's like a riddle that you are solving. What is the advice I would give to someone who is starting college next year? The one thing I would say is, well, there's several things. You want to have a balance between two things. If you can balance these two things, you will have an incredibly great experience. And one without the other will make an imbalanced university experience. So number one, you want to think of this as an adventure, as something that's going to be exciting and that you're looking forward to. And you're going to have fun. Because if you don't go to university and don't have fun, well, something is truly wrong, right? This is going to be the most exciting, fun part of your life. Everybody who's been through college, like myself, we look back on that with incredible amounts of nostalgia. So you're going to be meeting all kinds of interesting, strange people. You're going to be taking all kinds of interesting classes and learning about them. You're going to be away from your family. Hooray! That's what we all want. You're going to be on your own. You're going to be independent. And you're going to have some fun. You're going to do some interesting adventures. You're not going to take risks and threaten your life, but you're going to do things that you weren't allowed to do when you were in the home. You know, you have some fun, have some adventure. So look forward to it. Look at it with an open spirit. Don't be so anxious and worried about it. Those 4 years go by really quickly, and you want to soak it up, and you want to enjoy, and you want to have a great time, and you want to meet lots of people because it's going to be the most social period of your life. But the other thing is, you want to truly learn. You want to truly figure out the riddle of who you are. So when you're born, there's something unique about it. There's something unusual about you in your genetics, in the family that brought you up, where you're from, the culture that you are, your early experiences. There's something different about you, something unique and unusual. I want you to think that you were destined to create something important and contribute to society. And in your college years, you're trying to figure that out. It's like a riddle that you are solving. It's not like you go into college and go, damn it, I'm going to get an MBA. I'm going to get my job at Goldman Sachs when I'm 23, 24. I'm going to be making six figures. No, that's the wrong way to approach it. Okay. You're going to be exploring the things that interest you, and you want to have a kind of keep it somewhat broad. So if you're interested in science, which is a great thing nowadays, you want to kind of figure out what are the kind of forms of science that interest me the most? What is the direction? And within that overall direction, you want to choose a variety of subjects and see which one excites you and learn. You have to end up at the end of those 4 years with some sense of things that truly excite you that you want to perhaps build a career on. Okay. If you only go into college with this kind of nervous energy, I've got to study, and I've got to get into med school, et cetera, you're going to miss out on all the excitement because you're only young once. And when you're young, the world is fantastic. It's beautiful. You look good. You have energy. Everything should be exciting, and you're going to miss out on it. But if everything is all about adventure, taking drugs, going to parties, you know, bonging beers, etc., you're going to come out and you're going to be a loser. You haven't built anything. You haven't developed any skills. You don't have any patience. You can't develop yourself once you're out of university. If you can balance the two, if you can have fun and excitement and adventures, and you can learn and also have fun in figuring out exciting subjects that excite you, then the university will be the most amazing experience you will ever have. I'm kind of telling you how I experienced college, so that's a little bit selfish of me, but that's what I had. I had the strangest, most weirdest adventures that I've ever had in my life. You know, yes, I experimented with drugs because I was searching for something, but I also had some of the greatest classes that I can remember, learning experiences that to this day have had a tremendous impact on you. Find a balance of that. Go think of this college that you're entering as this incredible adventure. You're like starting a travel on the ocean, or you're traveling to some great place. It's an adventure. be excited by it, but also sense that I'm also excited by the opportunity to learn things and to find out who I am and what I were meant to accomplish in this world.